ARD.
Achtung, Achtung.
Jetzt.
Ich kann ohne Hörspiel nicht leben. Das ist eben einfach meine Welt.
100 aus 100. Die Hörspiel-Collection mit Nora Gomringer und Jörg Albrecht.
Wieder da. 100 Hörspiele aus 100 Jahren Hörspielgeschichte. Diesmal geht's um den Mond. 1969 war die Mondlandung. Und ich kenne Leute, die mir genau sagen können, wo sie waren, als Neil Armstrong auf dem Mond landete. Ob sie am Fernseher waren oder am Radio lauschten.
Ja, ich glaube, alle Menschen, die damals gelebt haben und das bewusst wahrgenommen haben, wissen das. Und wir wissen auch, wo Ferdinand Krivet war, der Autor, von dem das Stück stammt, Apollo Amerika, das 1969 gesendet wurde. Denn Ferdinand Krivet hatte sich in ein Hotelzimmer in New York City zurückgezogen und hat dort Dinge aufgenommen. Und das ist eigentlich der
so
Inhalt des Stücks.
Super.
Wie klingt die Mondlandung als Event? Also es geht ganz stark um den Sound. Wie wird darüber gesprochen? Wie hört es sich an? Es ist eine Montage. Ihr Hörenden, die das Stück gleich genießen könnt, werdet das sofort merken. Es ist ein Stück, das mit starken Schnitten arbeitet. Und es geht eigentlich darum, Dinge nebeneinander zu stellen, auch übereinander zu legen. Es gibt Wörter, die zigfach wiederholt werden, also zum Beispiel Moon, 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 Columbia, Houston, Columbia, Houston. Also es ist ganz rhythmisch.
Ja,
und
das ist das Tolle dran. Es ist geradezu ein Musiktrack.
Es zieht uns rein. Ja.
Du bist Hörspielerfahrener und affiner als ich, aber dieses Setup, dass jemand sich quasi wegschließt von der Welt, um die Welt nur durch Empfang zu rezipieren und dann das Ganze als Montage auch zu liefern, als Collage letztlich dann. Kennst du das? Ist das?
Ja, ich würde sagen, das ist Konzeptkunst und das ist natürlich auch ein Teil dieser Zeit, aus der das Stück stammt. Also die 60er, 70er Jahre waren ja ganz stark bestimmt dadurch, dass KünstlerInnen genau das gemacht haben. Also ein starkes Konzept und das dann umgesetzt. Und im Stück Apollo Amerika im Hörspiel hören wir Countdowns, wir hören die Ehrung der Astronauten, Kinder spielen Astronaut, wir hören politische Reden, Interviews, die Nationalhymne der USA.
Den berühmten Satz.
Genau, den berühmten Satz, den wir jetzt nicht nennen.
Ja.
Aha, Spoiler Alert. Schlager, christliche Gebete, also es ist wirklich so ein Hörpanorama auch der Gesellschaft der USA, genau an diesem Tag, in diesem Jahr vielleicht. Und das ist beeindruckend. Und was für mich auch toll ist, wir hören, dass manche Aussagen quasi von links nach rechts wandern, also im Hörraum. Das nennt man ja Stereophonie, wenn dieser Hörraum selber auch genutzt wird. Also wer Kopfhörer auf hat, gleich wenn das Stück läuft, wird das merken, dass das wirklich von links nach rechts oder auch andersrum, aber es bewegt sich was. Und für mich ist das auch, dass dieser Space des Hörens entsteht. Also es ist nicht nur der Space, in den die Astronauten vorgedrungen sind, sondern es ist auch der Hörraum. Und das ist etwas, was Krivet ganz meisterhaft macht.
Apollo Amerika.
Rein, dann Ton ab.
Today, 9:32 a.m. Eastern Time, liftoff.
8 o'clock Houston Time, 9 o'clock Eastern Daylight Time, 6 o'clock Pacific Daylight Time.
6 o'clock, 5 Central Time, 3 Pacific Time.
Today, the moon is the target.
Today, we proclaim that we are proud to share the family
Brotherhood of man
with Neil Armstrong, Edwin Aldrin, and Michael Collins.
Tonight, we honor three very brave men. These three great men we honor tonight.
While millions on TV pride in the start of man's first voyage
to the moon.
There are footprints on the moon, and they are there because of the blood, the sweat, and the tears
footprints
of millions
on the moon. Those footprints belong to each and every one of you here,
to all of mankind.
These
footprints are a symbol of the true human spirit.
The footprints that are on the moon today belong to the people of today. The footprints on other planets belong to you, the people of tomorrow.
No dose, get it today.
On the moon.
Americans on the moon.
Moon. The moon.
Welcome from the moon.
For a moon picnic.
Till Apollo 11.
The moon is 226,970 and 9/10 miles from the Earth.
The planet moon.
And the moon giveth her light by night.
Tonight.
Special report. NBC News presents Apollo. A journey to the moon.
Rest period on the moon.
First step out on the moon,
around the
land on the moon,
or step out
on the moon.
Stepping down on the moon.
Back from the moon.
I'll be bringing you the sights and sounds of this supreme voyage.
From there, the moon men will ride to the United Nations.
Their vessel's port of call
is the moon.
The men have landed on the moon, they have walked on the surface of the moon, and they have now left the moon in their moon machine.
Moon landing, WNEW-TV, New York, New York. WNEW-TV, New York, New York. Three-dimensional photos and sounds, fantastic collection. Moon landing.
12.
Please remain standing for a moment.
We ask,
ladies and gentlemen,
that you remain standing and join us in a silent prayer for our gallant astronauts, a prayer of gratitude for their successful moon mission.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States and Mrs. Nixon, the Vice President of the United States and Mrs. Agnew, the Apollo 11 astronauts and
what
Mrs. Nixon,
men,
and Mrs.
What fine men, what fine examples to young America.
Thank you for your belief in the American system.
Our American heroes,
America has millions of
Americans in the American system.
We can be America's astronauts.
Three Americans.
All of America. Millions of friendship for America. Proud of America. Proud to represent America.
The United States of America.
America.
The land whose
American flag. America.
Apollo.
Watch it.
Our television generation
and President Nixon watches.
Where more Americans are following man's epic flight. Apollo 11 on CBS.
This is a CBS News special report. A day for the astronauts.
This has been a special report from ABC News.
Watch it.
Everybody,
see it from liftoff to splashdown.
Join us for the history-making blast
off
the
journey of Apollo 11 on the eve of Apollo 11 on New York.
Yes, at 2 a.m. Monday.
Monday, while the Apollo men were starting back for Earth, the Transit Authority had trouble getting people from the Bronx or Queens into Manhattan.
Man will walk on the moon. Don't sleep through it. No, no, no. Get no doze. No, no, no.
Apollo 11 coverage.
CBS News presents Man will walk on the moon.
Coverage of Apollo 11.
Test of the emergency broadcast system.
Spectacular special. Man's first step upon the moon. This week in TV Guide.
The broadcasters of your area, in voluntary cooperation with the FCC and other authorities, have developed this system.
Neil and Buzz, the President of the United States is in his office now and would like to say a few words to you.
On the moon. Travel across the void. 230,000 miles.
Go ahead, Mr. President.
Bell Telephone Network, Western Electric, Bell Telephones. We also help make the network that carries the longest, long-distance calls.
The most historic telephone call ever made from the White House.
Every American, people all over the world, you talk to us from here and close, inspires us pride in what you have done.
It's a privilege for us here.
To keep you informed in the event of an emergency.
The baby is here.
Ignition sequence start.
Special report on that voyage.
Also, in after a week of lost stars,
the Dow Jones average was up 8.21.
Mary Jo Kaputny, 29 years old, drowned
in lunar orbit.
8 o'clock Houston time,
9
o'clock
Eastern Daylight Time,
6 o'clock Pacific Daylight Time, TV time up there.
From now on, they expect to step forth on the moon. First step out over the moon at 9 o'clock Eastern Daylight Time.
8
o'clock, 9 o'clock, 6 o'clock, TV time, TV time.
Man on the moon mission next with countdown and liftoff at the Cape here on Channel 11.
Apollo 11, man's first dream come true.
When man first steps on the moon. He'll carry a special breed of batteries, a power source designed for space-age use, like today's ever-ready Golden Energizer. Ever. Ready.
Code A09er, all systems go.
Men's countdown.
Countdown.
10, 9, 8, 7.
The lunar command phones are free from you-know-who.
For 50,000 years,
we have learned to fly like a bird,
swim like a fish, even reach for the moon.
For all mankind.
Rest of mankind.
To all mankind.
How do you feel about the fact that we got there ahead of the Russians?
All mankind.
In mankind.
All mankind.
To all mankind.
Mankind has made a giant leap.
Giant leap for mankind.
9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9,
Moon.
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 Moon. 2000, on this earth, have visited new worlds. In the year 2000, I know this will happen. As I look forward and dream about that future, I hope that we can go to the new worlds together.
What a world we can create.
5, 4.
In the beginning, God created the heavens.
What Apollo has begun?
The mission began with the traditional
of a new age. In the beginning of an era when man understands the universe around him. In the beginning of an era when man understands himself.
Lord God, our heavenly Father.
Mr. President and Mrs. Nixon, Mr. Vice President, Mrs. Agnew, Mike and Mrs. Collins, Buzz and Mrs. Aldrin, Neil and Mrs. Armstrong, Chief Justice and Mrs. Berger, Vice President and Mrs. Humphrey, members of the Cabinet, the Congress, the Diplomatic Corps, my colleagues, governors of 44 of the 50 states who are here with us tonight, members of colleagues, governors,
Mr. Vice President, members of the Cabinet, members of the Senate and the House, members of the Diplomatic Corps,
Mr. President, Mrs. Nixon, Mr. Vice President, Mrs. Agnew, Vice President, Mrs. Humphrey, members of the Cabinet, the Congress.
But when the Russians orbited a second Sputnik weighing a full 1,000 pounds, Americans rebelled.
A grateful America, a grateful world, the loads their accomplishments, honors their bravery, cherishes their modesty, and proudly proclaims of their achievement, and behold, it was good. We pray thee, Almighty God, thy blessing of everlasting peace. Amen.
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 And now,
history is now.
Now the moon is a source of new information on solar radiation, seismic shock.
12, 11, 10, 9, 6, 5, 4.
Three Americans.
Three men.
Three great pioneers.
Three fine men and their wives.
And now we reach the moment in the day
of commemoration of the flight of Apollo 11.
This historic day.
Through.
And now we reach the moment in the day when the nation, tries in the highest way we know possible to honor these men for what they have done.
What so proudly we
and now,
CBS News coverage of the Apollo 11 flight to the moon.
The whole meaning of a lunar landing. Reflections on a lunar landing.
A nation's goal. Mankind's dream.
Man's dreams of leaving his planet. This great dream of reaching to the moon.
Man's oldest dream.
The age-old dream.
The possible dream.
Greatest adventure on which man has ever embarked.
The greatest mission in the history of man's achievement.
Wild dreams of mankind.
Man's most epic adventure.
Epic journey.
Mankind's greatest adventure.
Man's greatest adventure.
Man's greatest adventure of all time.
Great odyssey.
Great moment.
Great drama.
A historic event.
Historic event.
Big event.
Monumental event.
Fantastic space event.
Unique moment in history.
A unique and profoundly important adventure.
The endless exploration.
And as you talk to us from the Sea of
Tranquility and back.
It inspires us to redouble our efforts to bring
peace for all mankind
to Earth.
The epic journey of Apollo 11.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Precise quotation of the first
the words, first words and sounds from the moon.
All for only $5.95
one
complete.
Small step for
man.
Man,
small step, one giant leap for mankind.
No single space project will be more impressive to mankind.
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 Nine eight zero zero five seven two zero 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 eight five zero zero seven six four zero three zero 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 z
Launchpad
One giant leap, one for man, one for kind.
Liftoff of Apollo 11. Everybody...
American, member, citizen, inhabitant,
Apollo team,
United States...
United States craft, Apollo 11.
Apollo 11 is the most trouble-free spacecraft yet.
Footprints, mankind, millions, moon. Sweat, spirit. A symbol...
Neil Armstrong Drive, Wapakoneta.
Wapakoneta, Sunday, July 20th, 1969.
Neil Armstrong, Wapakoneta, Ohio.
First faltering steps into history.
Switch now to Wapakoneta.
Unofficial time on the first step, 109.2420.
7 o'clock on the moon, on the earth.
Unofficial time on
lunar surface visit,
21 hours and 36 minutes.
7 o'clock on the moon, on the earth.
A man on the moon was promised in this decade.
Landing a man on the moon and returning him safely to the
space
earth.
Program. I want to see it in its right priority.
I think it's one of the best investments
we can have. Space program and clean up our cities.
7 o'clock on the moon, on the earth.
It will not be one man going to the moon. It will be an entire nation.
Our national anthem.
We kneel and I salute the flag. The flag. All Americans saluted with us. American.
Proud to be a member of the Apollo team. Proud to be a citizen of the United States of America. Proud to be an inhabitant of this most magnificent planet.
Thanks to the American people. A special thanks to all those Americans who built those spacecraft. A special thank you. And to all the other people. All the other people. All the other people.
Zero.
10.7 nautical miles. 7 minutes, 37 seconds from ignition. 5 minutes to ignition. Gene Kranz getting a go, no go for descent.
3:30 to ignition.
1 minute to ignition.
3 minutes to go. 2 minutes to go.
Eagle.
Eagle will just go away.
We got you now. It's looking good. Over.
Still looking very good.
You're looking great to us, Eagle. Roger. Roger. We Eagle Houston is descent to fuel to monitor. Over. 30, you're looking great.
You're looking great.
16 hours to go and still counting at Cape Kennedy.
And a young woman drowned in a car accident involving Senator Edward Kennedy.
Senator Kennedy is still in shock.
Where go? Same time. Where go? 2,000 feet. Into the egg. 47 degrees. Roger. Eagle looking great. Your go.
He's still looking very good.
Well, everything is fine. You're looking great. Looking great.
Roger. 1202. We copy it. 35 degrees. 750. Coming down to 23. 700 feet. 21 down. 33 degrees. 100 feet. Down to 19. 15 forward. 4.5 down. 5.5 down. 160. 6.5 down. 5.5 down. 100 feet. 3.5 down. 9 forward. 875 feet. That's looking good. Down a half. 60 seconds. Down 2.5, forward, 30 feet, down 2.5, 30 feet, 2.5, down, 4 forward, drifting to the right level, 30 seconds.
The president said the last 22 seconds before landing were the longest he has lived through.
Okay, engine stop. ATA at a descent. Both control, both auto, descent engine command override off. Engine arm off. 413 is in.
Man on the moon.
Man on the moon.
We copy you down, Eagle.
Houston, Tranquility Base here. The Eagle has landed.
Roger, Tranquility. We copy you on the ground. You got a bunch of guys about to turn blue. We're breathing again. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Apollo 7, 8, 9, 10, and finally 11. All unbelievably perfect.
Apollo 12.
Apollo 13. Apollo 14.
This Apollo, the Greek god of prophecy.
From 5 billion years ago, 100 million years passed.
What we were trying to do, to bring this message to the world, that the United States wants to bring peace to the world, that we can live in peace in the world, live in peace with other nations, I really feel in my heart
and it is that it is that spirit, the true spirit,
the spirit of
Apollo
11, that America,
New York, and can all now of help. This world honors you today.
Let us pray.
Let us pray.
Praise God.
Lord God, our Heavenly Father,
from whom all blessings flow.
Our minds are staggered.
May He protect the moon travelers.
And our spirits exultant with the magnitude and precision of this entire Apollo 11 mission.
Oh, it was great.
And commitment seen in this project, Apollo,
it
inspires our lives to move similarly in other areas
of
need.
We're typical moon tourists.
May our country, afire with inventive leadership and backed by a committed followership, blaze new trails into
the greatest week in the history of the world since the creation.
The great debate about America and space is an exercise in freedom. Freedom
of choice. We choose to go to the moon in this decade and do the other thing.
Let Brillo give you the moon. Free Brillo, 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 Brillo,
Brillo, Brillo, Brillo, Brillo, Brillo, Brillo, Brillo, Brillo, Brillo, Brillo, Brillo, Brillo, Brillo, Brillo, Brillo, Brillo, Brillo, Brillo, Brillo, Brillo, Brillo, Brillo, Brillo, Brillo, Brillo, Brillo, Brillo, Brillo, Brillo, Brillo, Brillo, Brillo, Brillo, Brillo, Brillo, Brillo, Brillo, Brillo, Brillo, Brillo, Brillo, Brillo, Brillo, Brillo, Brillo, Brillo, Brillo, Brillo, Brillo, Brillo, Brillo, Brillo, Brillo, Brillo, Brillo, Brillo, Brillo, Brillo, Brillo, Brillo,
Tonight, you can land their lunar modules.
Stand on the threshold, share man's most epic adventure.
Man on the moon.
Neil A. Armstrong, Colonel Michael Collins, Colonel Edwin E. Holt, as members of the crew of the United States spacecraft Apollo 11.
Of Congress to plant no other flag on the lunar surface than the American one.
So many people have done so much to give us this opportunity to place this American flag on the surface. To me, it was one of the prouder moments of my life to be able to stand there and quickly salute the flag.
City Council hereby declare that Wednesday, August the 13th, be a day of commemoration of the flight of Apollo 11, and that the flag of the United States be flown on all public buildings, at all places of business, and from every home in the city of Chicago.
Flag waving has reached historic proportions in the America of 1969.
Scheduled to complete a journey that began thousands of years ago.
A trip in quest of peace.
This great dream of reaching to the moon.
was given to our American people to act upon.
And the moon and the planets are there. And new hopes for knowledge and peace are there.
There's sunshine.
And therefore,
there's
sunshine.
And there's darkness.
They belong to everyone. They gleam there for you and me.
Good evening. We feel that this stands as a symbol of the insatiable curiosity of all mankind to explore the unknown.
Thank you, and good night.
Good night from Apollo 11.
The United States wants to bring
Apollo 11.
The eagle is the emblem of the United States. The olive branch is a symbol of peace.
For all mankind.
T-minus 25 seconds. 20 seconds and counting. T-minus 15 seconds. Guidance is internal. 12, 11, 10, 9. Ignition sequence start. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0, all engine running.
Lift off. We have a lift off. 32 minutes past the hour. Lift off on
Apollo 11. And that is the latest on Apollo 11. Apollo 1 would never fly.
January 27, 1967 was a day that all Americans will remember, a day of sadness and a day of shock.
July 20th, 1969, when Neil Armstrong of Wapakoneta, Ohio, first set feet on the moon.
In 1873, on this date, the first train robbery in history took place. Jesse James held up the Rock Island Express and escaped with $3,000.
Color coverage of Apollo 11 in a moment, after this pause for station identification.
Ladies and gentlemen, will you join me in a toast to the President of the United States?
To propose a toast to America's astronauts.
Just look for this famous Buster Knot.
Let's raise our glasses to America's astronauts.
Say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, for the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket treasure of unquestioning air came through the night, and a flag was still there.
Start of today's game between the Red Sox and the Yankees in just a moment.
Shortly after midnight, President Nixon returned to his presidential bedroom.
Hallo Krimi-Fans.
Hier ist die Polizei.
Wir haben ein paar echte Perlen für euch zusammengestellt.
Was ist denn genau passiert?
Die besten Ermittlerkrimis der ganzen ARD findest du jetzt an einem Ort. Von Sherlock über Doberschütz bis Brunetti.
Ich bin weiter ehrenamtlich tätig. Die Ermittlungen führt meine Kollegin.
Schnüffler-Teamwork, eiskalte Profilerin, messerscharfes Detektivgenie
oder Hobbyspion.
Für alle, die Whodunit lieben. Hört rein und abonniert Auf der Spur in der ARD Audiothek. Bis zum nächsten Fall.